You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them, thanks to Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. James Vincent McMorrow is a singer-songwriter whose first albums fell somewhere on the folk music side of things. But his sound has changed over the years, incorporating elements of R&B and electronic music. And on the album We Move, James worked with the producer 1985, whose credits include tracks by Drake and Nicki Minaj. In this episode, James breaks down the song Get Low from that record, and how it was inspired by clips, minimalism, and Los Angeles.
Love the way your heart hit no room, loving what your heart.
My name is James Vincent McMorrow. I tend to base everything off of rhythm initially. So like this song was based on a drum pattern. That was the inception of the song. And it was its whole Neptunes thing, like with the little like bongo on the conga hits. It was like totally me doing like a silly little Pharrell thing. Yo, like grinding, play clips. I wouldn't go so far as to call that like the perfect song. Because it's like, there's no music in it until this tiny little thing comes in at one point. It's such a perfectly executed track, isn't it? You know what's crazy about that song? The first keyboard I ever owned was like a Korg Triton. And if you go to, I think it's Percussion Bank 1 on the presets that come within it, the first four keys on the left-hand side are the entire beat for Grinding by Clips. And that was like a huge thing for me when I was a kid, because it was just like, when you want to produce or you want to like make beats and you want to grow up loving hip-hop production, it's such a harder thing to figure out, because like there's so much gear you need to buy and there's so much learning you need to do. But it was just like, I don't need to own an MPC or be super proficient in how to cut up a sample. So I just liked the energy of the drum pattern. And then I had the chorus pattern. It was like a right-hand part on like a Rhodes thing that I'd written one day. And it was like, okay, there's a song there. I decided to get out of Dublin for a while and see something different. And I really liked it. It was just, I'm sitting in like an alien environment, like with not like my full range of gear. It's a good way for me to like find a different way of working that put me in an uncomfortable position. And I had no choice but to face it, because when you're at home and you've got your studio, it's comfortable and it's nice. And I can pull up anything that I need within 5 minutes. It was like, let's see what happens when you're just working on a one octave keyboard and you've got a guitar and a crappy mic. When I started writing on the guitar, it was all based around this like A minor, E minor, F major thing. And it got busier and busier. I was in that vein of just like doing what I do historically, which is just like adding a lot of ideas. Like, what else can I fit in this song? What else can I do? Which was grand, but it just wasn't what I wanted the songs to ultimately be on this record. I knew I couldn't produce this record myself, because I just wouldn't. Like, those demos, that's where I had it. And I would have gone in the studio and I would have probably kept it quite similar. So that's how it sort of came to be. 1985 produced this song. I knew 85 through his work on the Drake record on Nothing Was the Same. And when I sent the stems to 85, I actually left the guitars out of what I sent him. There was a part of my brain that thought, like, I don't think that 85 will be into the guitars. he was listening to it and he was like, yeah, it's cool, you know, but something else needs to be there. And I just pulled him up and was like, well, I had this. And he was like, yeah, that's the song. That's it. The guitar is the beating heart of the record until the 808 comes in. Drums are what 85 does incredibly well. Because I had written the bass line on the Prophet 6 and it kind of had this sort of, I guess, West Coast, almost like Bay Area feel to it. But it needed something more aggressive on underneath it. When I used to hear like tuned 808s on tracks, I'm like, how do people do that? The 808 is 85's world. And we just like added some distortion to it and filtered it out a little bit. And then he tuned it so it just follows the bass line. 85 was great. They really like brought it down to like the bare bones of what it needed to be, which is like a singer-songwriter song with an 808 underneath it, which is the thing I've been going for my entire life. My process on the two records previous to this has been work on music and then work on lyrics. I wanted to try and force myself to get in the rhythm of writing lyrics quicker.
I love the way your heart had no room, loving what your heart becomes.
I love the way your heart had no rules, loving what your heart becomes. The thing with like songwriting is like you always tell yourself every time you finish your record, you're like, I'm never going to say the word love. I'm never going to say the word heart again. Because I've probably got 3 or 4 songs where the word heart has like a pretty prominent role in the chorus. And you just think, I'm never going to use that word again because it's played out to me. But there's no better word to use for that, what you're trying to say there. So it just was a thing. I wrote it down and was like, oh, I'm going to write another heart song. I can't do that. But I just couldn't find a better, you know, sometimes you just can't replace the thing. Sometimes it just needs to be a heart lyric. So that's what worked.
I love the way you hang with no fools, loving what your heart becomes.
When it comes to reverb and like how dry a vocal is, my experience has been that the better I've gotten, the less reverb I've used. And I have gotten better as a vocalist and I'm more at ease with my vocal being front and center. And I've worked a long time to get to that point. So the idea of then like wrapping it up in reverb seemed redundant to me at this point. I wanted the lead vocal to be very unadorned.
I heard you're getting married, everybody says.
But I still wanted these harmonies to be in the song somewhere. So the idea I had was to have like a call and response. So they are the response to the lead vocal. So they cut in really harsh.
I heard you're getting married. Get low. Everybody says, get low. Oh, you never show. Oh, you never show. Get low.
1985, when we were first talking about working on the records and we were sending ideas back and forth. And then he had this guitar thing buried really deep in it. And I was like, what is that? And he emailed me back and he was like, oh, it was like kind of a joke. Like I just had this guitar that I'd recorded. So I just cut it up in Ableton and like flipped the notes around to fit your song. And I was like, that has to be the thing. It's a lean section and having like a screaming electric guitar over it, like it will elicit reaction. Like when people hear this song, everybody first reacted to him. So it's like that guitar part though, like where did that come from? That's great to me. Yeah, we found it funny when we first heard it, but it does have a very like visceral reactive sense to it, which is something that it's hard to get. Came to LA because LA was like the place I'd always wanted to kind of hang out to make music. Get Low was very much about my LA experience. When I first wrote the title then, it elicited quite a funny response because obviously Get Low has like connotations with like being in the club. And obviously this is a really famous Lil Jon song from a few years back, which I love. But I had watched, there's a Robert Duvall movie from like 2007, 2008 called Get Low, which is about a man that like he organizes his own funeral and Get Low to him is dying. I love that movie, first of all. I think it's really great. But I really just love that saying and that idea. You know, I'm not saying that like being in LA to me was like dying or anything, but the idea of growing up and moving and change is part of this record. It's in its bones.
And now here's Get Low by James Vincent McMorrow in its entirety.
Heard you're getting married.
Get low.
Everybody says.
Get low.
Greatest man alive.
Get low.
I've been told.
I can never show.
Put yourselves a diamond.
Get low.
Finally getting paid.
Get low.
Buying people's silence.
Get low.
They're afraid.
I can never show.
Concentrate on violence. It works. It can get you so far. End up feeling worse. It's cold and you're left with no one. Love the way your heart had no room. Loving what your heart become. Even when you smile, you're so cruel. Loving what your heart become. Remember when my hands, they turn blue. Loving what your heart becomes. I love the way you hang with no fruit. Loving what your heart becomes. What your heart becomes. What your heart becomes. How we getting light. Out here in LA. Tryna be the man. Every day.
I can never show.
But I don't know.
Get low.
I didn't like the way.
Get low.
It's hard to stay inspired.
Get low.
Stay away.
I can never show.
The struggle in the darkness, it works. It can get you so far. But digging in the dirt gets old, and you're left with no one. I love the way your heart had no room. Loving what your heart becomes. And even when you smile, you're still cruel. Loving what your heart becomes. Remember when my hands, they turned blue. Loving what your heart becomes. Love the way your hand, no fool. Loving what your heart becomes. What your heart. Your heart be cool. Gather in a circle. Drop into a knee. Praying for forgiveness from you. Begging please. Clapping like we mean it. And nothing's ever changed. Everything about it always stays the same. I love the way your heart.
For more on James Vincent McMorrow, visit songexploder.net. James brought my band Moors out on tour to open for him a couple years ago. It was great to talk to him again for this episode. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. This message comes from Apple Card. Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net. This episode was edited by Christian Kunz and me. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.